This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
This debut episode of A Very Dallas Christmas Podcast Debut 2015 is brought to you by Methamphetamines.
The Dallas Cowboys Podcast.
Dallas Cowboys Podcast.
The Dallas Cowboys Podcast.
Dallas Cowboys, and we're here with Kaylee Tripedis. Yes. Kaylee Tripedis. Hello, Kaylee.
Hello, Statler.
That's not my name, but
oh, damn.
Good try. So we have questions for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
You go first, though.
Do I come up with questions?
Yep, right now.
Right now, well...
So how did you get into comedy?
Do you want me to answer in a question?
I don't care.
You have to pick a category first for a certain monetary value.
Okay, I'll answer this question for $200.
Okay.
So when was the first time?
The first time, well, it was... I'll never forget it. It was really... It kind of hurt, but, you know, it only lasted 4 minutes, and now I'm here, and I'm a survivor.
Riding a bicycle?
Yes, yes.
Ouch.
I know, it was hard. It was hard.
So, how did you get into standing up comedy?
Well, I got into standing up when I was a little kid, but stand-up comedy, I was 21 years old, and I did it just to cross it off my bucket list, and... I didn't do it for another 2 years because I was so scared. And then I started doing it regularly, and now I'm here standing up all the time.
Wow. How did the first one go? It must have been pretty terrible.
The first one was horrible. It was an open mic in Tampa, and I did jokes that were written on my cell phone, and it was a mess. I talked about Creed. I talked about Guy Fieri. You know, really heady intellectual stuff.
Relevant.
That people couldn't handle. Really relevant. And I just felt so weird. And I got off stage and was just so nervous, and I got really drunk. And then I was like, well, that's enough of that.
This leads me to my next question perfectly. What's your most traumatic life experience?
My most traumatic life experience ever? Oh, wow. Probably when I had a crush on a boy in kindergarten, and I told him that I liked him, and he said... Oh, yeah, well, can you tell your friend that I like her? I'm sorry.
Ooh, that is traumatic.
And I've never fully recovered from it.
That's good that you can recognize the long-term effects of those types of scars.
Yeah, thank you.
Good for them,
I've been... They're still together now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We went to see what the listeners don't know is that Kaylee Tripedis and I went to middle school together.
Yes.
Do I know this person? Or before I got there?
This was back when I went to a public kindergarten.
Bummer. That would have been so great.
Back when I was poor.
For me to know who it was.
Yeah, that would be great.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we went to a private middle school.
I feel like public kindergarten would have been your most traumatic experience.
Yeah, just all together. Just, it was all really traumatic. I had a bowl cut, I had glasses. Mm. I was super popular.
You should bring that back.
I know, I should.
It'd be good for your comedy, probably.
It would. I think people would take me more seriously. Like, she doesn't care about style.
The other thing you can do with bowl cuts is get a gun and shoot a lot of people.
I could, and then people would look at pictures of me and thought, "What is anyone surprised? Look at her.
The bowl cut's a dead giveaway.
It's a dead giveaway.
It's
be fair, I wouldn't be surprised now because she's been brandishing a gun this whole interview.
Yeah.
That's actually why I brought it up. I was trying to drop some hints. I'm a little nervous.
Why did you bring a gun to the interview, Callie?
Because I just feel safe right now. And I wouldn't be able to feel comfortable if I didn't have it with me at all times.
I think I feel more safe with you having a gun, but at the same time, I'm really fucking scared, too.
Well, it's not for you guys. It's if someone just breaks in here, you know? Okay. I'm protecting all of you with this huge gun that I have.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, good. I'm glad I can make you guys safe.
Can you just stop waving it, then? Stop waving
is
it
around. But I want to remind you guys.
It's just intimidating.
It's like when you're pointing at me, I don't feel as safe, even though you're saying it's safe. You're saying that pointing it straight at my face.
Well, yeah, but it's just my way of saying you're allowed to talk, you're safe. Like you right here with this gun in your face, you know? It's just my way of saying it, but I could pull it back, I'm sorry.
So you definitely support guns. You're one of those.
Yes.
Good.
All of them. I just support them in every way.
Yeah.
I think they should be able to do whatever they want, you know? It's just how I feel.
I mean, guns are people too, you know?
Yeah, guns have rights. Actually, that's what my shirt says right now, guns have rights. And I brought t-shirts for all of you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm selling them on my website, so we could plug that later.
Hold that shirt up to the microphone so the listeners can hear it.
Do you guys hear that? This is me unfolding the shirt.
It sounds so comfortable.
What are your views of guns getting abortions?
Oh, absolutely not. I think gun babies are not real babies until they're born.
Until they're fired.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. We're on the same page politically.
Cool.
Low energy?
Boss on your case to get those reports done?
Too many teeth. Don't stress.
Try methamphetamines today. It's your local trailer park pharmacist for details.
So let's talk about other stuff.
Let's talk about other stuff other than gun abortions.
What do you guys want to talk about?
So, Collie, am I saying that right? Collie?
Yeah.
Is that Collie in state?
Collie name? Like the dog.
Collie like the dog.
Yes.
What is your dog's name?
Oh, I don't have a dog, but I have a lot of potential dog names.
What are some of those?
I would like to have a really chubby bulldog and name him Boofus.
Boofus.
Yes, B-O-O-F-U-S, Boofus, period, bold, underline.
Boofus.
That's what I want to name him. And then we also have other dog names like Cornelius. My sisters and I are always coming up with fake dog names. It's more exciting than having an actual dog, in my opinion.
If you were to have a rapper name, what would your rapper name be?
Oh, my rapper name.
I was thinking mine...
Yeah, what would yours be?
I think mine would be Lil Wee Wee.
Lil Wee Wee? I was thinking mine would be Lil Bitch, like just for something really subtle. And they hear my name, they're like, oh, she knows what she's doing.
Lil Bitch.
Yeah. I also like that because it's tasteful.
Yeah, I just want to be tasteful as a rapper.
Friendly. It's like the new Will Smith of rap.
Exactly. I won't cuss at all, just my name. That's all. That's all I want.
My rapper name is Lil Wanye.
Lil Wanye?
Because when you read it, you don't even notice that it's not Lil Wayne. So it's just going to blow up so fast. I shouldn't even talk about it. I should trademark that before we publish this.
Yeah, wow. Everyone's going to have to sign non-disclosure agreements. But you'll get all the people and the typos on Google. They'll all go to you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Damien's rap name should be Smalley Biggs.
Smalley Biggs?
You guys will just get all the dyslexic people searching the wrong rappers, and they'll all just go to you guys.
That's exactly what we're going for.
Yeah, it's a good demographic.
Our target demographic is dyslexic.
Dyslexic children. Rap enthusiasts.
Like Jay-Z.
Yes, exactly.
Enlightenment by the Taoist Cowboys.
Pretty much every restaurant serves Mexican food, if you think about it.
You watch NASCAR religiously, does that make you a racist? Next time someone upsets you, try walking a mile in their shoes. Then throw them up on a telephone wire. That'll teach them.
There's Lil John and there's Papa John. But sometimes I worry, where is Mama John?
Think that medical commercials should have to start acting out the adverse side effects listed at the end of each ad? When people needing technical assistance ask me, "Are you a computer person?" I always make sure to answer,
"Yes, I am."
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Then, when they're not looking, throw something at the back of their head and act casual.
The periodic table would have been a much better name for the view.
Everything happens for a reason, except Vin Diesel movies.
A guy told me he used to lead the army, and I was like, that's a very general statement.
Kill them with kindness. If they don't die of kindness, just actually kill them.
I recently went to the library, or as I like to call it, full body Googling.
I wish basketball players danced after every point like football players, so the entire game was like one big dance party.
Enlightenment by the Taoist Cowboys.
So it's Christmas time around here.
Oh, and, yeah.
So what does Xmas mean to you, Kelly?
Xmas to me is just like gifts and shopping. And did I say shopping?
Well, you said gifts and shopping, which is kind of
gifts,
the same thing.
Gifts and shopping and more shopping. That's what Xmas means to me. What about you guys?
Classic American answer.
Yeah.
What about you, Joey?
I think for me, you have to break down the word Christmas. The first word, obviously, Chris.
Yes.
For Christopher Columbus, who founded the religion.
Mm-hmm.
And then Timas, which is...
Tomas, his assistant.
Tomas. Yeah, Tomas.
Yes, and he helped. He brought the first Christmas tree.
He did.
To Columbus.
It was a magical day.
Thanks, Chris and Tomas.
Wow. No one really knows that. We need to keep the Chris and Tomas in Christmas.
The true meaning of Chris Tomas.
Yeah.
It's true.
Chris Tomas 2015. It's going to be a big one.
This year, get into the true spirit of Chris Tomas with Chris Tomas. Available behind any Walgreens or Walmart.
A big one.
We're going to use this awkward silence.
Can you make it longer?
Yep.
On the computer?
Mm-hmm.
This awkward silence is brought to you by yoga. Just feel it out.
Just embrace it. Just embrace it.
So
just stretch out this awkward silence.
What? Exhale.
Do you guys want to just have a yoga podcast instead? It's not too late to scrap this.
We could totally scrap this.
We could have like a yoga / porn podcast where we're just breathing really deeply for like 45 minutes.
It could be called yoga or porn, and no one knows what they're listening to. They're either really uncomfortable or really zen.
I would listen to that podcast.
How about
though?
Just call it Yogasm?
Oh, wow.
I liked Porga.
Porga, yes. Porga. Sounds like a weird type of pudding.
Porga.
Porga.
Stop it, Russia. You don't eat Porga. Porga eat you.
A heavy breathing pudding enthusiast podcast. I like that.
Pasta podcast.
Pasta podcast. That's what I meant to say. Gosh.
So, Kali, where do you live? And can I come over?
Yes.
Cool.
And no. Yes was to the first question.
So you live in yes?
I live in a land and a mindset of yes. Mm-hmm.
But the answer was no.
But the answer was no.
But the attitude was yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
I like that attitude.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to tell you where I live, but I'm open and positive about it, you know? Mm-hmm. I live in Florida, United States of America, Eastern Hemisphere.
Let's get a lot more specific.
Tallahassee, Florida.
Google Maps that. Sounds familiar.
Yes. Go to Google Earth and then just keep zooming in.
So this is actually Callie Tripodis. I was saying her
Hi,
name
everyone.
Wrong. She's a stand-up comedy, and
I am stand-up comedy.
She's like the Salvador Dali of comedy.
I am. I don't do it. I am it.
So I know over the summer you spent some time with Upright Citizens Brigade, which is something I really want to do.
It's really great.
I got to know about it.
And really worthwhile. So I was actually a year ago, so happy anniversary, you guys.
Oops.
Thank you.
Yes. And, well, that was, but I took the second class over summer, so it's super relevant. Okay. Yeah. But I just was browsing online, and then I saw that there was an open spot over my Christmas break. So I signed up, and it was super fun. And it was a week long, like 9 to 5 every day. And it was just being around a lot of positive, cool people.
What's Amy Poehler like?
Amy Poehler is a bitch, and you could quote me on that.
Wait, you actually met her? Because
I was
totally
joking.
No,
I didn't meet her.
Bummer. That's why she's a bitch.
I just gleaned that. No, she started a really great school, and I wish I met her. So scratch my first quote and insert that one in this transcript for the reporter who's reporting this whole thing.
She really has her own school?
Well, yeah, she was one of the founders of it, but it was a lot of fun, and I highly recommend it for you guys.
Well, that was really boring, but what is it like to be a girl?
Oh, it's super fabulous.
We all want to know.
It's super great. You can grow out your hair, paint your nails. It's just a lot of fun.
How's all the free stuff? You guys get a lot of free stuff.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's in the contract of being a girl. It's like you have to like be nice to people, but you get a ton of free stuff.
Bummer about that nice thing, though.
I know. And sometimes you can even not be nice. Just shoot someone a look, and they still will give you the free stuff as per the contract.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God, ask any girl. Any other questions about being a girl? I have a whole wealth of personal experience.
How did you do it?
Well, I just made the decision at a really young age, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now I'm here today.
Cool.
What's it like being a guy?
It is so hard.
You guys don't get any free stuff, right?
No, I'm saying I'm really hard right now.
Is that what it's like being a guy?
It's really
all
hard.
All the time. That's what I imagine.
That's how it is when you're 17.
Yeah. You don't get any free stuff as a guy unless you go to a gay bar. I did that one time.
Did you get free stuff?
Yeah. You got so much free stuff.
Like, just drinks, mostly.
Yeah, and blowjobs. No,
all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff.
Mostly drinks.
That one's for the kids at home.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Where was the gay bar?
Dunedin. It's called Blur. That's how my night was.
That sounds super trendy. I love it.
I didn't really know what I was getting into.
Now you know. Mm-hmm. Now you're a survivor.
I am a survivor.
You also didn't know who was getting into you.
Ooh. Oh. Blur. Tuesday nights, Dunedin.
This podcast has been brought to you. We're sponsored by Blur.
Find out what it's like being a guy.
Moldy bread. Try mashing it up into a little ball.
Life hacks. Don't know what to do with all those extra rubber bands lying around the house? Just put them in an old shoe.
Life hacks. Extreme social anxiety. Try screaming as loud as you can every time you go into a room.
Rusty shower head. Try praying silently every night.
Life hacks. Having trouble riding a horse? Just try not riding a horse.
Life hacks. Frayed shoelaces? Just go to the emergency room and ask for Dr. Scholes.
Trouble sleeping? Just tighten an old belt around your neck.
Life hacks. Can't get stains out of the carpet? Red wine can take stains out of anything.
Life hacks. Dead relative? Cover the body with old pieces of wood you find around the yard. Let's play Guess What's in the Fridge.
Ooh. What do we win?
Probably what's in the fridge.
Ooh, okay.
No. Was in the background like, no. This is not even our house.
I think there is Tupperware of spaghetti.
Tupperware of spaghetti.
Okay.
That's my vote.
Will says no.
I'm going to guess a quart of 2% milk.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, yes! He says. Wow.
So she... I don't win the milk.
No,
he doesn't. Damn it.
Win the milk.
Oh, my God, yes. This is all I wanted to come here for.
Let's go to Damien while I think of something.
I'm going to guess he's got a roast in there.
Ooh, a roast.
A roast?
A roast, and it's roasting right now.
Way too late.
It's roasting in the fridge.
In the fridge.
The fridge is where you cook things, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's. I'm on the right track then.
Yes.
I'm guessing there's...
No, no roast.
No on the roast.
Damn it.
Takeout from Chili's. Very very specific. I was really going for something
but there is
miraculous.
Takeout. You could tell by the look.
Think about it in a minute,
is there takeout at all? That's cool.
I don't think so. I usually finish my food.
This man finishes his
food. Oh, wow.
No. Negative.
Negatory.
So just milk and nothing else.
That is it.
That is it. Just a lot of milk.
To be fair, you should always finish your meals because there are hungry wills in this house.
And where there's the will, there's a way to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered 2% milk. What's the other 98%?
Oh.
Wow.
What do you think it is?
Oh my gosh.
Happiness. Positive energy.
Antibiotics.
Yes.
Cow soul.
Cow things. That we don't want to know what that is.
Wow, it's only 2% milk.
Yeah.
You can't even call it milk. It's just 2% milk.
Exactly. Kind of like how McDonald's uses 100% real beef, except that the company is named 100% real beef, and it's actually like...
Oh, so they use 100% real beef trademark.
Yeah. That's kind of similar.
That is. That's kind of scary. And 100% real white meat chicken, too. That's totally true.
Totally.
Totally. Do you guys not eat at McDonald's?
I try not to, but it's so enticing. I feel like as kids, we were like brought up in this like...
McDonald's culture.
Visual playground. Actual playground, too.
Yeah, brought up in an actual playground.
Of like being...
I was homeless, so I did grow up in a playground.
Yeah, I remember that. But I feel like we were like brainwashed to like love McDonald's. Like I'll see a commercial to this day, and I'm like, oh my God, that looks amazing.
Like, I want
like visceral.
That.
I'm liking it, but I'm not ready to be loving it.
Yeah, that's a big commitment. You don't want to go there too quickly.
Yeah.
Let's all go get Filet-O-Fishes right now, guys.
Oof.
Right? That half slice
some
of cheese.
McRib.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, some McRib. I've never had a McRib before.
I had it once because it seemed so exclusive.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, exclusively in the bathroom for the rest of the day. And I was like, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
I think I actually developed a phobia of a lot of fast foods just
really?
From reading a lot, that now I'm literally terrified to go to McDonald's.
So you, like, hypnotized yourself.
In a good way.
Is that what reading is?
It's, like, the opposite of the, you know, how they raised you with that brainwashing to love them. I just, like, totally did the opposite and went backwards.
Wow. I want to read those books.
Lucky me, right?
What books were they? Like, the Bible?
I don't even think they're...
The Bible.
Yeah, 1 John 4:8, fuck McDonald's.
Fuck McDonald's.
Before it fucks you.
I actually was thinking about this today. I was like, I want to raise my kids, like, biblically. So, like, the first time they disobey me, I'm just going to completely banish them.
Yes.
And then say, if you do anything wrong again, I'm going to torture you for eternity.
I'm just going to smite them.
You're going to marry a 14-year-old and just...
Exactly.
Turn them into a pillar of salt.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to turn my kids into a pillar of salt.
It's just science. It's just discipline through science, really. That's all there is to it.
The Taoist Cowboys Podcast. All right, well, we've got a presidential candidate, Dr. Benjamin Bojangles Carson, on the telephone with us tonight. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yes, absolutely.
Dr. Carson, you are a Republican nominee. Why do you love the Republican Party so much?
You can do anything you want to those people, and you can put them into an inferior position. You can also put women into an inferior position. You can also reap all kinds of horrible things upon homosexuals, up on divorcees or people caught in adultery and a host of other things.
Okay, well, That sounds like a lot of fun, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Dr. Carson, what do you think about Barack Obama being the first black president of the United States of America?
Well, he's the president and he's black.
Right. I mean, other than those two things.
I wouldn't even get into such a, you know, we're dealing with semantics, as you know.
I mean, it's really not semantics. He literally is black and the president.
These things are not compatible with our Constitution. If somebody can show me how they are compatible, I'll change my mind.
Wait, now I'm confused, because you are also black and running for the presidency, correct?
Do we really need that?
I mean, having an African-American president, I think, has been instrumental, just showing how far this country has come.
You know, whether we still need it or not, whether we've outgrown the need for it, it's questionable.
Hold on, outgrown the need?
Maybe we have, maybe we haven't.
It sounds to me like you're just upset because you'll never be the first black president.
You know what I say about that? It's not true.
Okay, well, if you could be the first black president, let's say, would you?
I would probably make a deal if I were suddenly president now.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, right? Raise the roof.
If we raise it now, it is on the stipulation, and I would say, you know, let's take all of those different agencies. You're going to cut your budget by 3 or 4%.
No, I wasn't literally talking about raising any roofs. It's a figurative term.
Yeah, but if we keep raising it, it's sort of like, okay, if you've reached the limit.
All right, let's change the subject. Education is definitely in need of reform. What would be your plan of attack in this area?
I believe that we have other mechanisms, special forces, drones, etc., that can render us very effective in taking care of those people.
All right. I'm not really sure how that would help improve our education system necessarily.
Well, you know, I don't think like a normal politician. We must be proactive. We can't sit around and just wait.
All right. Interesting perspective. Immigration, what are your views on that, Dr. Carson?
No exemptions, because the minute that you put those in, people start migrating toward them.
Right, right. So you think it should be very cut and dry in this matter?
Some people have more ability to migrate than others do, so it makes it unfair.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that it's not fair to those migrating that are not as able-bodied as others. So maybe create fitness programs to help immigrants that are out of shape but still want to travel to America illegally.
I agree. I have no disagreement with that.
Well, that's very heartwarming to hear. You actually believe that?
I do believe that.
Well, that's actually very refreshing to hear. I appreciate that, Dr. Carson. One last question. I know you were talking about this earlier around the office, kind of bragging around that you have an enormous package downstairs. Would you be willing to actually drop trow and compare between the two of us?
As long as we were conducting our own investigations, I would have no difficulty with that.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's take our pants off and see what happens. We got a... Oh, wow. That's a... That is quite the jungle you have down there, Dr. Carson. I will say that.
It is sort of a wild place. Many people have gone in and tried to tame it, and they've all had the same result.
Oh, yeah? And what is that?
When you work in a very dangerous place, you cannot expect that you're going to do so without safety.
Very true words indeed, sir. All right, well, any last thoughts before signing off tonight?
Okay. I just think in terms of if continuing to get my message out there, helping people to see who I am as opposed to who some of the media says I am. You know, they will make the appropriate decision. Okay.
All right. Well, interesting final choice of words there, sir. Dr. Benjamin Netanyahu Carson, everybody, thank you for joining us and have a great night.
I want to talk to you guys about jihad.
Ah, yes.
For a second. I just have a concern because, like, these guys, you know, they're blowing themselves up for the promise of 72 virgins. And I'm just like, do you think they should have been more specific about the type of virgin?
Yeah. You don't even know the gender of virgin.
Because, like, well, how many people even die as virgins? I don't think a whole lot of pretty girls die as virgins.
That's a good point. So the virgins are in heaven, or their version of heaven?
I guess so, yeah.
A lot of priests and children.
A lot of Catholic priests. That's
a lot of children.
Babies, yeah. For sure. Mm.
mentally retarded people.
A lot of gamers.
A lot of gamers. Mm.
Gamers.
That's true.
Mm. Gamers.
You're primarily dying so you can have sex with gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, there is an afterlife.
It is kind
awesome.
Of like a sweet justice for them, though. Like,
yeah, it's
oops.
True.
And I'm like, I may not be having sex in this life, but just watch out, guys. Watch for it.
I just feel like, follow-up question, if you die as a virgin, do you have to spend eternity with a terrorist?
Yes.
That is a bad deal.
I think that's how it works.
Though. I think that's why people don't want to die as virgins.
Have sex as young as you can, kids.
I'm going to make sure my kids have sex as soon as
this
possible.
This is a PSA.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Weed Whackers. It's in your face.
So Allah did not like those jokes at all.
Right? We just got ISIS.
Oh my God. Wow. I believe.
We just can't say that name three times on the podcast or they'll come and cut our heads off.
Ooh. Oh no. We've already said it twice.
Damn it.
Oops.
What if you just say ISIS? ISIS is.
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 It.
Is.
Is ill.
Is.
Oh,
is ill. Oh, I got it.
The Obama version. Because he won't say the word ISIS. It's so weird.
A lot of people
really
don't say it.
He says ISIL or Daitha.
Well, that's what they call themselves.
Oh, okay.
So I think
so he's being
so he's using their own colloquial. That's comforting, too.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up
with
Obama?
Let's call him up and ask him.
Yeah.
We got ISIS on the phone. How are you guys doing tonight?
Allahu Akbar.
There seems to be a language barrier.
Let's just say goodbye to our listeners.
Let's never talk again.
This episode of the Dallas Cowboys was brought to you by methamphetamines.
Meth, it's what's for dinner. Can we actually say goodbye by personally saying goodbye to all of our guests tonight?
Yep.
All right. Jimmy, see you later.
Bye, Jimmy.
Susan, I love you. Goodbye.
Sebastian, it's been real.
Oliver, thank you so much for coming just once.
James Caldwell, thank you for your time.
Samantha, have a good night.
Shout out to the god Kanye. Thank you for listening.
Bradley, stop.
Oh my God, stop.
Samantha. Seriously, Bradley, just stop that.
Well, thanks to all of our 7 listeners. You guys are really supportive, especially you, Samantha. It's a lot of support.
Couldn't be here without you, Sam.
You're beautiful.